Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you for joining and listening to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We're going to read the devotion, and then we're going to get into the teaching. I pray everyone's being blessed by these and having a blessed day. And just pray about these things that I'm saying and teaching here. I do believe they're from the Word, and we need to be open up to hearing the Word. Just ask a wonderful Creator to just come into your heart and circumcise it. Even if you think you have all you need, even if you think you know Him, just have an ear to hear these devotionals. We start off, it says, officious people. Officious, assertive of authority in an annoyingly domineering way, especially with regard to petty or trivial matters, intrusively enthusiastic in offering help or advice, interfering, self-important, self-assertive, overbearing, overzealous, opinionated, intrusive, meddlesome. You know the kind, those who have a strong need to be right rather than to benefit their listeners, or shall we say targets. They will say their zeal is all about spreading the truth, but the fact is that their strong need is rooted in insecurity and unworthiness, not truth. There are many people like this. They might even be you. There is a transformation waiting for those vulnerable enough to look in the mirror, those willing to go there. How can the bearer of truth be distinguished from the one trying to compensate for feelings of insecurity and unworthiness? It's simple. First, look for the peace. Truth is always accompanied by peace. In other words, if one is blessed with deep insights about the kingdom of Yahweh, then joy, gentleness, calmness, composure, and peace that surpasses understanding will prevail in his heart. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 7. Within that peaceful state, the one who stewards the truth recognizes that he is nothing more than a farmer sowing seeds. He recognizes that he plants and the Almighty brings the increase. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. The response of the ground is not up to him. The Messiah was crucified for the seeds he planted. Yes, very often truth and rejection go hand in hand. Even so, truth is never accompanied by an overbearing spirit that insists on its own way. Remember, love does not seek its own. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Yes, love, as well, is always present with truth. The bearer of truth loves anyway. Even when rejection and hostility come as the blowback from proclaiming Yahweh's reality, how would truth respond to such an attack? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Luke 23, verse 34. As for the roots of insecurity and unworthiness, they will slowly dissolve over time as insistence gives way to humility and identification with the old man, gives way to the new creature in Messiah. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Romans 6:6, and Ephesians 4:22-24. Humility is another characteristic that is always present with truth. As you become humble, Yahweh is magnified. He must increase and you must decrease. John 3, verse 30. As you become lesser, Yahweh becomes greater in you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Master, and he will lift you up. James 4, verse 10. When you accept that the lesser is greater, the transformation will heal your desire to become everybody's everything. You will become peaceful, quiet, and content, being yourself. How do we know all of this? We'll let you guess. Peace, unfailing love, and humility are the integral characteristics of Yahweh's truth. They bear his signature, but none have a place in the gospel of officious people. That is our devotional for today as we read the Suffer Well devotional series. And now we go and we look at what the scriptures talk about, us being changed to being a new creature. And we're always having to strive to change because we're never completely where we need to be. There are too many people out there that give up on the walk. They either think it's too hard, the struggle, they don't like the struggle that comes along with it, or then there are the prideful that think they've achieved all they need to achieve in coming close to our wonderful Savior. But they don't understand. This race is never ending while we're here, running around trying to get closer and closer to Him. There'll come that final judgment day, the end of the race, and that's when we'll want to make sure we finish the race. Remember, everybody, and listen to me clearly. You are running to finish the race, not to be ahead for a little while. You're running to finish the race. That's how it has to be. And our Creator calls all of us to come to Him. All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to Him. He is the one that will restore you and bless you with the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. The gift that He gives us in the Holy Spirit to really help us to be these new creatures that He wants us to be. Transformed. So much so that people that used to know you don't even recognize you just in the way you're acting. And the way you're looking is even different. Everything is transformed. John 6:37 says, everyone who the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. And I call you this morning to never stop coming towards Him. Never stop. Never stop. He's trying to give us the Spirit and put it on us and help us. But through our brainwashing ways of the ways we're taught, we reject that. And it's time we just slow down and give ourselves up to Him and come to Him. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let's settle this, says Yahweh. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. He's here to cleanse you, but He wants you to come to Him first. It says in Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let everyone who hears them this say, come. Let everyone who's thirsty come. Let everyone who desires drink freely from the water of the life. And Joel 2:32 says, but everyone who calls on the name of Yeshua will not. Well, it says, everyone who calls on the name of Yeshua will be saved, for some on Mount Zion and Jerusalem will escape. Just as Yahweh has said, these will be among the survivors of whom Yahweh has called. Are you ready for Him to change your life, truly change your life? Now, I know many people listening right now, they hear this, and some of you are at different places. But for those of you that think there's more that Yahweh has to offer you, for those of you that want the fruits of the Spirit to completely take over your life, for those of you know that even though you have changed in several ways since you've accepted Yeshua as Messiah, there's a lot more to change. For those of you that want the benefit of the fruits of the Spirit, for those of you that want to accept completely the Holy Spirit into your life, the gifts that Yahweh has to offer. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, there, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all new things are to become new. Have all these old things passed away from your life? Do you love what Yahweh loves and hate what once you used to love? This devotional about officious people, the type of person we see out there in the world today, many pastors of churches would fall into that category. And I will throw into that many are hypocrites. They don't understand, even though they're preaching the word. They're not getting it. We have to understand what it means to be a sinner and living in sin, and not just saying that and accepting that you're a sinner, but doing something about it. You see, when the Apostle Paul said, I am the chief of the master of all sinners, he didn't keep sinning. He asks Yahweh to transform him and make him a new person so we can live out the fruits of the Spirit. We see that in Corinth when he went there. They didn't continue to live in sin after they were redeemed. It says in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, or do you not know the wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Do not be deceived neither. The sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men will have sex who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, and by the Spirit of Yahweh. And that's what the scriptures want us to do. They want us to shed our old selves and renew our minds. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I know you know what it says. I beseech you therefore, brethren, in the mercies of Yahweh, that ye present your bodies to as Yahweh, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he may prove what is good, acceptable, perfect, and the will of Yahweh. And I'm not saying this to you today to tickle your ears if you already know this. I'm not telling you this so you can agree with me, for I submit to you if you agree with everything I'm saying. You might think, well, that's a great teaching. I would say that's the worst teaching. I want to stir up something inside you that you disagree with. I want to stir up inside you something you never thought of before. I want to stir up something inside you that you don't know. I want to stir up something inside you that you haven't seen revealed to you in Scripture before. So you could search it out for yourself. So you could pray to Yah about it. And ask him to teach you more about those things. I want you to learn and grow and get closer to our wonderful Creator. I don't want you to accept just partially of what the fruits of the Spirit has to offer us. I want you to see and understand the fullness of the fruits of the Spirit. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's what we need to be. Come as you are. Come as you are. And deny who you were and be transformed. Leave your darkness behind. Leave your past in the past and become new again in him. That's what we must do. There are so many people out there that are teaching people. They're teaching people about all the goodness that Yahweh has to offer. All the goodness that's out there. But they never talk about or teach about the sin in people's lives that holds them back. You know, these people brainwash people to think that they're doing okay when they're really not. The Holy Spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. Do you understand that? You may go to your mega church on Sunday and that pastor will try to make you feel good about living in sin. You may go to your worldly friends and they might try to justify to make you feel good about living in sin, but the Holy Spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. As we said, you need to have peace in your lives. Peace in your life that's going to transform you. And the fruits of the Spirit, the confirmation in your actions and everything else. Remember, there's two sides. There's a spiritual battle going on and we have to choose the side of Yah. We have to choose his side. And understand the joy, love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the things we want to be identified as. And these are the things that we want to live our life. And that's going to offend people in itself. When you show people love and joy and have peace and patience and you give kindness and goodness, it reveals your faithfulness. When you're gentle and you show self-control even in the worst environments, it reveals that you're different and truly set apart. And that's where you want to be, different and truly set apart. It says in Ephesians 5, verse 8 and 9, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in Yahweh. So live as children of the light, for the fruit that the light produces consists of every form of goodness, righteousness, and truth. And we must understand this, the confirmation of this. Please, Yahweh, open people's minds. I don't know how many of you have heard these things before or how many of you have heard these many times before, but I'm telling you, there's no depression in Yahweh's kingdom. There's no doubt or fear. There's no anxiety. There's no worry. It's just this joy and that peace. And no matter what you think and no matter what you heard, if you're experiencing any of those doubts of fear, anxiety, worry, or distrust, you're not fully submitted to our wonderful Creator. And you need to ask Him to help you get there. Automatically, all these things will go away when you have the completeness of Yah in your life. Remember, He tells us that if we come to Him, we're a new creature and the old has passed away. These things are of old. These things are not of the new creatures. These things that people are doing and suffering from out there, they're not of Yahweh. We need to set our mind on different things and think about those fruits of the Spirit. Romans 8:6 says, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:6 says, I am convinced of this, that the one who begins a good action among you will bring it to completion by the day of Messiah and Yeshua. We have to understand the fullness that comes. There's no neutrality without Creator. That's what I explain and I try to teach people all the time. There's no neutrality without Creator. Say it. Say those words. What does that mean to you? What does that mean? There's no neutrality without Creator. There's no halfway without Creator. You're either for Him or against Him. There's no middle ground. You're for Him or you're against Him. There's no middle ground. And how can we see where we're at in Him? We look at these things. We look at the fruit of the Spirit. You know it says in Romans 5:5, and hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out onto our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Have you accepted the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit? Have you accepted Him? Well, do you feel good about living in sin? Sin is transgression of our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Do you break the Sabbath on Saturday and justify it? Do you follow the Creator's guidelines and instructions, His holy calendar, or do you ignore His holy feast days? Do you understand what it means to eat clean and clean food according to Scripture, and what an abomination it is to eat unclean food? And more important, do you understand what it means to love? I'm not talking about this Greek kind of love. I'm talking about from a Hebraic viewpoint, love. It's talked about in the Scriptures, the peace that comes along with true love. And then the joy that the Holy Spirit brings you. You know, it says you received this message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the severe suffering it brought you. In this way, you are imitated both us and Yahweh. This is 1 Thessalonians 1:6, and it's a confirmation of suffering well. Suffering well. And how is your life? Are you seeking peace? Are you seeking separation? And are you seeking a strife? Or are you seeking peace? We're called to pursue peace. And are you patient with others? The Scriptures say love is patient and love is kind. Are you kind and patient with others in your life? You know, when you think about all these things, and we look at the goodness that comes along with the fruits of the Spirit, but not good according to the world's ways, good according to our Creator's ways. See, the church will say it's legalistic to follow His guidelines and instructions, when His Scriptures tell us what is good, what is good, and what is holy. It's the Torah of our Creator. That's it. That's it. And we are called to faithfully obey the voice and the words of our Creator. As Deuteronomy 28:1 says, being careful to do all His commandments that we're commanded to do. All His commandments. If we want to prosper, we have to do all His commandments. Everyone that we absolutely can do, and stop making excuses and looking for loopholes not to do it. And it's what comes over us, the peace and the gentleness that people see. And then the self-control, for it says in Proverbs 25:28, A city whose walls are broken down through is a person who lacks self-control. Self-control. That's the big thing. That's where discipline comes in. Discipline and self-control go hand in hand. Hand in hand. Romans 8:29 says, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestain to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And 1 Peter said in 2:24, he himself bore our sins on his body by the tree, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Have you accepted this wonderful gift that our Creator wants to give us? This wonderful gift and what it does for us. It goes even beyond the fruits of the Spirit. So I pray that your eyes are opened up to this new manifestation this morning, because it's not just these common fruits of the Spirit we hear so much and so often. When you accept and understand the role of the Spirit that he puts upon us, we become adopted and we take on a new father. As it says in Romans 8:14-16, those who are led by the Spirit of Yahweh are sons of Yahweh, receive the Spirit of adoption. By him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies that we are Yahweh's children. You know, this is what it does. And then we look at the comfort. The comfort, it says he's a comforter. It comforts our minds. And yes, this is the peace that comes along with it. The comforter. It says the Father shall give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth. John 14, verse 16-17. Now, how do we know we have this? The word lines out for us how we're to live our lives and what we're supposed to do in our lives. Direct on our path. What it says in scripture, to direct our paths, being led. Are you led by the Spirit without any hesitation? Are you led? That confirmation that the Spirit teaches us and shows us. When we look at this and we think about this, it says in John 14:26, the Spirit will teach us all things. Not some things and sometimes, but all things. All things. And that's what we talk about, the fruits of the Spirit that are found in the scriptures. And what happens? We get that vision. That vision in Acts 2:17-18 says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven, Revelations 4:2. We get these glimpses. We get this idea, you know, and then our Creator equips us to go out there and fight the fight and do it with joy and to suffer well. That's what he tells us to do. That's what he tells us to do. In 1 Corinthians 12:8-11, it says, to one is given through the Spirit wisdom, to another knowledge, to another faith. To another, gifts of the healing by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing spirits. To another, speaking of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. All these are the works of the Spirit. And I'm calling you today to say, are you allowing that Spirit to work in your life? Or are you rejecting through your actions, through your disbelief, through your doubt, everything our Creator has to offer? That Yah's trying to gift us with that Spirit. It's a gift, but many people are rejecting it. Many people are rejecting it, and they feel trapped, enslaved. But that Spirit liberates us and frees us. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Hallelujah. You know, that we're baptized into one Spirit, into the body, making every effort to keep unity into the Spirit, Ephesians 4:3. That's what we want. And then when we have that, it sends us out. Sends us out to be his witnesses. To be his witnesses. To go out there and let others know Yeshua died for them. To tell them and reveal to them these things. And let nothing stop them. And then when we pray and we ask Yahweh for all these different things, it's not of our own conscience. We're not only praying for this little list that we have, like we're going, you know, to the supermarket and we have this list of all these different things we want in our lives and the things we need in our lives. No, we submit to him and we just close ourselves in our minds and let him take over. It says, for we know not what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us in accordance with Yahweh's will, Romans 8, 26 to 27. We need to get this and understand this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just pray this day that people are listening. There's something in your life that's being stirred up right now that you haven't felt before. There's a refining, something that's going to take you deeper. You walk deeper, your joy higher, your life better. It should never go backwards, always forward. And even when it's going backwards, you know Yah's transforming you, disciplining you, and renewing you to get even closer to him and more special to him. Remember Job, who had to go through all those trials. He was called the most righteous man around, and he still had to suffer those things. And after he did, he became even more righteous, more righteous. And Yahweh wants to use us. He wants to use us to make these things happen in our lives. How many of you letting him? How many people do you know in your life that have been completely transformed? Completely transformed where you don't even recognize them. And it's like, wow, that person was such an evil, wicked person. And look at them now. And I ask you, can you say that about yourself? Can you be humble enough to admit that before you accepted Yeshua, and maybe even after, you were still an evil, wicked person. But over time, he's transformed you. And other people are thinking, wow, look at that person now. Can you say you've been transformed? But we can also say we still have to move closer to our Creator. We still have to do more and never stop and never give up. And be thankful for all things, especially for the Ruach HaKodesh that he gives us, a set-apart spirit. More of him and less of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More of him and less of us. Hallelujah. So just pray to him. Pray to him. And ask you to take you to that place where we could praise him. Praise him and sing songs to him. And worship him all day long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening, everybody. Yahweh be with you all this day. This is the day it was made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Remember, we're not seeking to settle. We want everything Yahweh has to offer. And if you believe there's more that Yahweh has to offer you, keep seeking. Keep pushing forward. It's a race. It's a race. Remember, it's not about who's first right now. It's a race. And I call you today to endure to the end. Endure to the end. And suffer well. And suffer well. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You could hear more on the local radio station, or you could check out my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
I've been healed by the Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles.